Say,
What's up?
I actually record now, huh?
Why you snacking? Why you
I
over
want
here
to know.
snacking?
Go ahead and tell me what you're gonna tell me about these peach
No, you go
rings.
ahead and say what you talking about.
You have something against my peach rings.
I don't have anything against your peach rings. The problem is I'm working on this summer body, and peach rings are my favorite damn candy in the whole wide world.
What?
And I have been trying to eat healthy snacks after I smoke. And you come over here with peach, my favorite peach rings, and
Peaches are
gummy
healthy because
bears.
peaches is a
And
fruit.
even last time
Is
you was
peaches a
here, I
fruit?
needed to say about this Calypso because you brought the peach tea kind.
Gonna start promoting Calypso. This is some hood nigga shit, and it's like Kool-Aid, I swear to God.
It is so
I've only had
delicious,
it
and I
twice, and
can't
I had to
have
keep getting
none.
it.
So,
You can have a peach ring.
no, I can't. That's pure
It's
sugar.
no fat.
I might, what's the fat don't matter. I might as well go in the kitchen and get a spoon of sugar and just eat it and just wash it
I'm gonna
down.
sit it right there and see how you're. See how long you'll stay right there and see how strong
So I
you
thought we
will
were
live
friends.
past.
Like, aren't friends supposed to be
I'm
supportive?
helping you right now.
How?
Peer pressure. See if you can resist temptation.
Anyway,
Oh, so let me go ahead and put this PSA out there. So the first episode, we were the Gems and Juice podcast. I had been thinking of that name for I don't know how long. I said, oh, that shit's lit.
What was it again?
Gems and Juice.
You right.
And fucked around. As soon as we finished recording it, I Googled the name and somebody already took the shit. So.
I mean, like, it was all over. Like, they got a damn website. They on every platform,
And they probably
everything.
didn't take it. They probably had already had it and not thought about it because they knee deep in the game in the podcast joint. So I was heartbroken. So we had to change the name.
We had to brainstorm. We were brainstorming for a few days.
We found something a little bit more fitting. So this one name ain't taken. It's Jim's and Dro.
Which is fitting.
Yeah.
What was it before? Gems and Juice?
Gems
Yeah.
and Juice. That shit was
So,
lit, though.
yeah,
Epic.
it was lit. I mean, but Gems and Dro sounds.
Yeah, master that drinking juice deal. Don't go.
I mean, yeah, you're drinking juice, but we also have Dro. So I think this is fine. And shout out to whoever has Gems and Juice.
Nah, fuck that.
I'm
I'm
finding
playing, I'm
podcasts to
playing, I'm
listen
playing.
to it.
Oh, you ain't gonna listen to it.
I
That's what I'm talking
know,
about.
right? So we gonna listen to it and see what kind of gems and juice they got going on. And you want to recap anything from last episode? I know it was long as fuck. We know that. We know. We working on
That was
it.
the damn he fine episode.
Yes, glad you brought that up because I was at an event
Oh
this
yeah, talk
Saturday.
about it.
I was at the, I'm keeping this so short. I was at an event Saturday, and lots of good looking people there. And I literally had a damn you fine moment, but I didn't do it. I didn't say it because I thought about things. Now, I did see this man. He was probably, I don't know. Probably 50, 45, 50. I don't know. Had nice salt and pepper beard, very nice complexion. Like, I didn't know if he was a movie star or whatever, but it really took everything within me to not go over to him and say, I just wanted, I was gonna put a whole disclaimer on it first. I was gonna be like, so I'm not trying to hit on you or, anything of that nature, but it would be very bad if I left this establishment before letting you know you fine as hell. That's what I was gonna say. Like, I had a whole spiel, but I didn't. I didn't. I
Is that
didn't.
not the same thing as shooting your shot?
No, and we're not gonna go there because we ain't got time.
Oh,
It's not
Jesus Christ.
because I told him, I would have told him up front.
use all them words.
Absolutely.
All you trying to say is, damn, you fine.
Absolutely. So, anyways, anything else? Is there anything else you want to recap from the last episode?
Man, that's, we talked about a whole lot of shit, man.
Okay. So, that's, we're going to say no on that.
Twitter no. Still ass.
So, you never did make another Twitter?
I did. You no, did. I have another Twitter, but
you don't know, you can't get into it.
I know I can't get to my old one.
Okay, so why didn't you give me the one that you have right now?
What's my name on there?
We went through. Oh no, we're not doing this. Badges. It's what?
Dude, it's not my Twitter. Everything is the same. That's all right.
All right, so whatever. We'll do that afterwards. So, you know, hot topics. I guess we can start off with a couple of hot topics and whatever. So, first of all, I stopped the...
We retarded.
I stopped the thing to try to be smart and then realized that it was recording from my actual laptop.
So it's probably going to sound like trash.
Yeah. My laptop's microphone. So
that whole first 6 minutes.
It's trash, but we're about to get through this. We're going to do it again.
We need an engineer.
I'm about to be the engineer. Who got engineer money? All right.
You need an engineer.
So, current events. What we want to talk about? We want to talk about Aisha Curry. You want to give her a few minutes of your time? I've listened to so many podcasts over the weekend and listened to people go in about this whole situation.
I just feel like it's a double standard. So I get she want to feel attractive and all that. That's cool. Yes, feel attractive. But what if Steph would have said some shit like that?
They would drag them just like they drag her. So that's why I don't understand why. No.
Women giving her a pass. Like, oh, you know, we. The man, if you married, it's almost like you mad that men respect you enough to not hit on you. Like, we all know Steph. Like, Steph, the big homie. I ain't gonna holler at your girl.
I mean,
you ain't never heard Sierra say nothing like that, though. You ain't never heard like Michelle Obama fine. Don't nobody hit on her in the store.
Everybody's hitting on Michelle in the store.
No.
Guaranteed.
No. You finna walk up and holler.
Sooner a DM at the very least, maybe not in the
and big homie Bama is her husband, big homie.
Yeah, big homie.
Nah, you ain't doing that, man. We respect. You know what I'm saying? But now she probably got her. Now her inbox full. Now that shit full.
Foolishness
overrunneth.
Full of foolishness.
Hey, you asked for it.
So I didn't watch it because I guess it was a video when she was on Red Table Talk or something.
Yeah, something like that. Look, Jada.
So I didn't watch it. Yeah, I didn't watch it. But I don't really know exactly how I feel about it. Like, I do think she was being extra by saying that.
Then she contradicted herself. She said, "I don't like when all the girls are on stuff, but I wish I had more attention."
That
shows y'all confused.
But I don't know
what y'all want.
I can agree with one thing that I've been kind of hearing over the weekend is that it was kind of like a strategic move. Kind of, it's like something she's trying to do something or something is trying. I don't know. I wouldn't have. I don't know. I don't know what
she's trying to do something.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. She's trying to.
She's trying to.
I just know that shit was clogging up my damn. Timeline, and I was over it. So I just figured we might as well spend 2 or 3 minutes on it. I don't think I have an opinion either way. I don't think anybody knows what they would have done in that situation.
In what situation?
If she's married and feeling like she feels like she needs attention from the outside. It happens all the time.
No.
It does. It happens all the time. And attention is the one thing that, you know, you can give a girl and it's beyond and popping. That's what she wants.
They had a picture. She wore a Mormon suit on the beach. And it was like, that's why niggas on the
But that wasn't worthy of a drag. That wasn't worthy of a drag.
Man, they made out to more than what it was. I was just trying to say, if we were to try to say something like that, it's a, oh, that nigga trying to cheat on you, this, that, and the other. But she say it is, well, we just wanted for the attractive from time to time. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, just double standard we create.
All right, moving on.
They rich. I don't care about that.
This is my, that, and that's, I think that's my whole thing. That's why I have not been able to engulf myself in it. And it's kind of hard. Like, I wanted to come on here and talk about current events, but it's kind of hard because I don't throw myself into these fucking millionaire, billionaire people-ass lives. Like, I can't relate.
I don't
relate.
Understand why the people watch these reality shows. It's like, all right, y'all got different kind of problems. Y'all mad about stupid stuff.
I literally stopped watching reality shows. Like, what was the one that one person Real World.
Yeah.
I stopped watching. It was like, I was like three episodes into that and was like, okay, this is no.
And what was the college one? It was
College Hill or something.
Yeah, College Hill. Look at that shit, so fake.
I ain't watching.
I got a bag all in the damn microphone.
Now, I also said, y'all, and I'm gonna just apologize in advance because I said last time I was like, all right, we not about to be crunching and crinkling bags, but I mean,
I forgot.
The name of the show is Gems and Drop.
Enough said. So,
period. So, I don't really know. I'm sorry if I'm smacking in your ear. I apologize.
If we had an engineer that could fade out the crunchy noise,
or I could sit long enough to figure out this stupid ass app.
Yeah, well.
So, anyway. What was the next one?
You said, fuck this shit. Let's open up all the bags. I was trying to open my shit up before you even started recording.
I mean, we sorry, y'all.
Yeah.
Hopefully we just got a good enough conversation for y'all to be like, all right, I'm going to just tune my left ear out. Maybe I don't hear it smacking.
But
you said we were going to talk about dirty people?
Wait a minute. I used to be going to talk about dirty people.
Who said it? I said I
was. You said you saw the question on your timeline. No,
you said you saw it. And then I said, yes, I've been seeing it too.
Oh, yeah. So, we were talking about today in my little group joint. I was saying about these people who don't wash their legs. I have no idea where I don't know what a tweet. I don't know if it was a tweet or a, I haven't seen it.
You ain't been on Twitter. It wasn't no damn tweet.
I don't know what it was. I haven't seen the actual like question poll or whatever. I don't know. I just know people. There was a debate about if people wash their legs and their feet.
And the one that I did see was the white girl that was like she hasn't put on any lotion or moisturizer in like 9 months because that's just something she does when she's getting ready to go on a date.
She put on lotion?
Mm-mm. No lotion, no type of moisturizer, body butter, anything. She just get off the
That's not healthy. You're going to turn into a rock. You're going to turn into a boulder. You just get in the shower, just get out, and like, all right,
you
I'm good.
Skip the fish
for 62 days.
Scaly. Oh,
no,
my God.
She's a volcano. God, ouch.
That's what she said. She's like, she do not do it.
She's like a crackhead. Her lips just ashy.
But I don't know,
But I sat and thought about it. I mean, I get I do my feet and all that. But I get why they like, I guess what they mean, like, this part of your leg. Because out of the thigh and all that, you got to get anyway. So it got to be, I guess, just your shin. Don't the soap hit that?
Don't just, you would, if they in the shower, you would think it's running down, but that doesn't, I mean, you have to wash. You need a.
Yeah, you got to do all that.
You need a wash rag, bro. And
but
wash
you ain't it. Never really just walk up to somebody and was like, damn, your leg dirty.
Right.
Ooh, your leg dirty. So, I mean, it got to be getting clean some kind of way if everybody ain't. I don't know, but white folks just, they.
I don't know. I mean, you know what? There was times when I used to hate putting on lotion because it was just tiring. I mean, I just like, why do I have to do this all the time? But I also have eczema, so that's why I do it all. But now, it's like a daily ritual. It's like I can't even get out of the ritual of, you know, it's when you take a shower, you put your lotions and stuff on.
Ain't nothing better than a black woman smelling like cocoa butter.
Got to.
The Palmers, the thick ass shit.
I make my own body butter.
You see what I'm saying?
So, but yeah, I think that was pretty whack. So of course, we
find the dumbest shit in the world.
That's what I'm saying.
And I wonder. I just thought about that. We find the dumbest shit in the world to fucking debate about.
And we run with that America. Shit.
And that
so
shit
big.
Lasts for about a week. Like, niggas really be debating some dumbass shit.
Like,
niggas really be debating.
What is the big conversation around this dude not washing the bottom of his leg? Oh.
Where that shit originate?
Right.
Who the fuck said, I'm going to ask everybody in the United States if they wash their legs in the shower. And I'm going to take a poll and actually calculate 67.3% don't wash their legs.
Just ridiculous. I don't know.
We find the dumbest shit. It's fucking missiles being flown. Got fishes, the endangered species of zebras and shit happening.
I mean,
and we talking about...
still ain't got no damn water. So, boom.
That's fucked up.
That's for another episode.
This nigga Trump is fucking shit up. That's what's happening. He control that shit.
I'm gonna say that for another episode. But so it was something else too. It was something else I wanted to talk about. Current events.
What else happened? It was something else.
You seen the
yo
that you got?
My nigga.
Did you know that?
No.
Oh,
no.
We're gonna cut that out? Okay.
Power.
Power
is coming back on the 25th of August
25th. Oh, yeah, that's
wild. The shit gonna be 16 episodes. That's gonna be like 16 weeks. That's.
I doubt it. They're probably gonna split it up though. Like every four, they'll give you a couple of weeks in between, and then come back. You know how they do.
And then they go on the fuck away.
You about to cry?
I understand the, like, why?
Sometimes you gotta stop when it's good. Like, you can't.
Nah.
Because you'll spoil it. Like, if you're all the way up here and then you can't get no further up there, you're just gonna go downhill. Like, the storyline has hit.
Well, what they've been doing is like every season they'll kind of like ease another character in there, kind of they kind of ease them in so then when one of the main people die, it's like now he a person in the next season, he move up and he, you know, it's like a, so that's what they're doing.
They ain't got no more people,
but
that
now, you know, that last season with now they kind of like it was split. Let me think. Buddy, Ghost and Buddy from the club joint, they still beefing, right? No. How last season end?
Angela got shot,
but the dude who was under Ghost, That owned the club.
Little dude. I know you're talking about. I can't think of
his name. Singing ass nigga. No. Yeah, and then Lorenz Tate
was in as a public official.
Bro, they could have ran with this story for about 3 more seasons.
You think so?
Yeah, they just added. They got like a beef. Yo, it's like a fucking triangle.
So
and then the girl still. We don't even know if she alive yet. Well, they could have did 3 more seasons, man. They got 3 more out of that.
You got any predictions?
I think, and we all hate him, but I think that nigga Tariq will end up being that big dog. We're going to love Tariq by the end of next season.
You think we're going to love him, though? I don't know.
He's going to do some shit to redeem himself for all that dumb ass shit he's been doing. He is, man. I'm telling you.
I think everybody thinks that Angela is going to survive.
She ain't dead. She's not.
I also think she's going to be pregnant.
Oh, no. No. Not by Ghost, man. Don't say
that. Absolutely by Ghost.
Don't say that.
Absolutely by Ghost.
Then niggas got to kill Tommy. Like, this shit's goofy.
Yeah, Tommy probably going to die.
Who the fuck gonna kill Tommy? I don't want yo.
Tommy's probably gonna die. Somebody in that family.
Tommy
when
really
they find out.
No, you know who I thought was gonna die for real? Who I thought should have died? Fucking Lala.
Yeah.
I said she's too frantic. She got to go.
Yeah, she.
I thought Tommy was gonna kill her.
Oh yeah, I do remember that part. Yeah, that's my big prediction. I think that Angela is going to end up, either she's pregnant already or she's going to be pregnant by a ghost.
Holy
Tasha God. Probably going to go to jail. Because, you know, she ain't been.
But that nigga, the nigga, the lawyer nigga.
Is dead.
He is dead. No, they didn't say he was dead. I thought they said he left town or something.
I thought they said he was dead.
I remember he left a note.
I think he came up missing. I think, I can't remember. But I think
I can't remember either.
Because I couldn't believe that shit. I was like, who killed him? Because remember, he was like working with the police for a second.
No, I remember he found out. Oh, you know what? I got mad. Yo, when they do the little, I'm about to go home and DVR on demand, all that, because I got to catch back up.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch that. That last season.
I catch back up, man.
You seen the Before I Let You Go challenge? How you feel about that?
I want to know what it is.
The Beyoncé thingy?
I know the song.
She remade the song. You heard that?
Yeah, I know the song, but what challenge is it?
I don't know. So, guess who else had? I was asking you.
I know you know. You Beyoncé fan. Everything Beyoncé.
I'm not everything Beyonce, but I am a Beyonce fan. She has made me a believer.
Beehive.
I'm not a part of the Beehive. No, I'm not. But okay. I am a fan. But okay. I don't know what the challenge is. It's some little dance. I figured you've seen it because, for whatever reason.
Why would I? Well,
I don't know. I just figured you'd see it. I don't know. I haven't seen it, so whatever. The song itself, and it's...
All right,
it's cool.
I don't know what's so. All it does is make me want to listen to the original song. That's what it does.
Okay, I mean it is what it is. I mean, it ain't no big deal. I mean, you know, to people like us, it ain't no big deal. But to some, I guess it's.
Yeah, she rich too. She don't give a damn.
She what?
I said she rich too. She don't give a damn.
Like, dog, she is like run your car into a fucking fence. Rich.
I mean, she wake up and do whatever the fuck she want to do.
Anything. Like,
I want to know, though. I think what will get aggravating is being that famous and not going out and be able to do the normal stuff. Yeah. Like, go to the store and buy some damn chicken nuggets.
Like, she'll never in her life be able to do.
Everything is delivered to your house. I mean, I like to be famous, but not that famous.
I don't don't even want to be famous.
You can't leave the house. Rich. Imagine Kevin Hart just going to Walmart. Yeah, they would never get out of there.
All I'm saying is, imagine, I don't know what the fuck I just said, I don't remember. But I'm going to tell you this, what happened to me at the airport.
What the fuck just happened?
Since your ass ain't on Twitter, see, talk about what happened to me in the airport. I'm sitting there, about to be waiting for a long ass time, minding my business.
Mm-hmm.
And I look up.
At Atlanta Airport?
No, I was in New York. Who was I at? Not LaGuardia, the other one, JFK.
Oh, okay.
I look up and it was Michael B. Jordan. But why my ass was super starstruck about this? Now, first of all, he fine. He fine. And that was...
And you'd be like a damn he fine moment?
Yeah, absolutely. Damn he fine. But my dumb ass starstruck as hell. I can't believe it because I just don't feel like I'm that person that would get starstruck, right? Look up. I couldn't even get... I wasn't going to ask him for no picture or nothing like that because, you know, he in the airport. I'm just not going to do that. But I was going to try to sneak a picture. I couldn't even get my phone together, Darius. I'm shaking. I'm just sitting there. And I looked up. I'm like, oh, my God. And he heard me say, oh, my God. And I just felt stupid as hell. Like, I cannot believe this shit. I had to sit there for like 20 minutes to get my shit together before I could even text anybody to tell them what happened. Like, why am I starstruck over this man like this?
And you going to try to sneak a picture?
Yep, like everybody else do. I wasn't going to say, can I take a picture with you? Especially not in the airport because, you know, people are trying to rush to their flights.
Yeah, man. Was you going to walk up next to him just...
No, he was walking towards me anyway. And he... Listen. I had got the phone out and he kept turning around like looking where my phone was, but I couldn't hit the damn button. So I ended up getting his back. Nobody knows who that is. I'm telling people. Yeah, I'm yellow
sweatshirt. Why would I even tell nobody else the story then? Man, they're not going to believe that shit.
I don't give a damn what they believe. I know what had happened. And Michael B. Jordan, fine ass, was in the airport and walked right past me.
You dropped the ball.
So, there you go.
I mean,
I'm like, where you going? Like,
you know, that nigga probably gets that shit all day long.
I know he does. That's why I was chill. Like, let me just shut the fuck up and not say nothing stupid.
But that, like, imagine that type of, he probably can't go nowhere. That shit reminds me of like
he had two guys with him.
I remember those little early little Bow Wow videos with the girls chasing them all through the mall and shit. Imagine, like, I thought that's how they really were.
Yeah, that's all. Oh yeah,
nah,
but yeah, I can see.
I want to be able to go and pick up some chicken nuggets.
Like I said,
be worried about y'all trying to.
I just want to be rich.
I could be Quentin Miller. Maybe in the background. I'll be Safari.
Right. Just off in the background, like getting my bags and moving on with my life.
I can go to Walmart. Y'all don't even know who the fuck I am. I'm all in self checkout.
Just doing you.
Yeah, just chilling.
What kind of car are you gonna be driving?
Shit.
You gonna get you just a little, yeah, you know, a little something like a little. Yeah, I ain't little trying to be too flashy.
I want a Tesla though. I really do. Because I want to be able to just lay down and go to sleep.
No!
And that shit, I wake up, that shit is at my job.
That's like, not the fucking purpose though. No. See, niggas, this is nigga shit.
That's not.
It is. You just want
to
turn.
We've been wanting to do this shit for ages. How long? How long have we have ever?
Would you? We
dreamed of shit like this like 10 years ago.
No, but would you jump in a Tesla right now? and start do a damn take me home, and you not gonna.
No, I gotta practice first. Atlanta, I gotta practice. I gotta make sure she actually does it.
Where you gonna practice at, in the parking
lot? Oh, I'm gonna be awake, and that shit gonna drive me to work. I'm like, oh, this shit, all right, it's doing good. It's doing good. I'm gonna give it like a week and say, oh, bet 5 days straight, it got me. Let's go. I'm doing it now. I'm good now. You gotta trundle up.
No, that is just. I mean, so I just picture all type of shit going on now in this car.
Bro,
car driving. Y'all in here trying to be having sex. It's all type of shit. Like, I just pictured a whole bunch of type of shit.
Yo, that's the next level. Hey. Niggas do that now with cars that don't. You know.
Right. I just see all of this going on.
You could be hanging out the sunroof while the car riding.
Right.
Yeah, that should be good.
No.
I can't give niggas, baby, we can't give niggas nothing. That's why it's not a lot of
niggas. That's what I just say nigga shit, and you was like, no, that ain't nigga shit.
That's why they like Tesla's going for $100 million. You know, y'all just can't afford that shit. Y'all ain't getting one.
They gonna stop selling it when we start being able to afford that money. They gonna
take all them systems off. You know what?
And they didn't, you know, they didn't patent everything. They ain't letting nobody else use it.
Delete it.
Man.
But nah, I like yeah, I have a little key. You know, I have a little low key little joint. Just get me to the store. Get me
you
back.
You said
you're
gonna get you a key. I thought that's what you said.
I said a low key little.
Oh,
fucking Kia. I'm a Kia. I'm a big ass nigga.
Oh God, they got trucks.
Yeah, it's a fucking Kia.
You said they can't hold you.
Hell no, and I know something's called a Kia. A Kia's a girl. That is a woman.
Where you get that from, Darius?
My back, girl.
That's Kaya.
Whatever, it's a different pronunciation.
No, so you said these people, the name is line of automobiles after a female, and that's why you can't get no Kia.
Kias are female cars.
No, they're not. Take a poll. What's a female car? What's the definition of a female? Don't tell me what kind of female.
An Altima.
No. Don't tell me a make and model. Tell me what the definition of a female car is.
That shit don't know what it'll take you to eat.
Shut the fuck up.
You could look at the front of it, and it looks like a female, kind of. The eyes, it's a Nissan, the eyes be back, got lashes on the top of it, on the top of the headlight. It's a female car.
I cannot with you.
We big GMC motherfuckers. We a Tahoe. That shit look like a man on the front. I look angry.
So, what about a BMW? Like,
That's a stud.
Shut the fuck up.
That's like a man, but it's like with a female body. It's a stud. Oh shit, I got this shit figured out.
No, you don't.
I got every gender and every race of a car.
Alright, so you ready to get into our topic?
You know Toyotas is Jackie Chan's.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get into our topic. So, something else that was going around on social media. I don't know, it might be a little bit of a serious conversation. I don't know. But it was, what is your toxic trait? Or what type of, do you have to, it didn't say do you have, it was just, what are your toxic traits?
You gotta define toxic.
People throw toxic around. It's, you know, toxic to me is something that's poisonous. That's how I kind of look at toxic, a trait that would
I'm moody. Is that toxic?
I guess it could be.
I have high highs and low lows.
Could be. if it affects other people.
It do.
In a bad way.
Well, all right, so like you just don't want to be bothered with people for a certain amount of time, and then it's like, well, no, not even like that. Like, you, one, like, for like 8 hours of the day, you up here, and then 4 hours you down here, and then
I mean,
4 hours you right here.
So you mean like just having mood swings?
Yeah, okay, okay, there you go.
I
ain't talking about like that kind of.
It could be. I mean, especially if it's like a bipolar thing, it could, you know, where you're so low at a point or so high at a point that you're really not even understanding your feelings and you just say some shit. I don't know. I kind of made that up, but I think it kind of made sense.
You almost sounded like a doctor.
I mean, pay me. But, I don't know. Like I've seen this going on like for a while on social media, and it's so hard to think about what might be bad about you. You know what I'm saying? Like what might be toxic to other people about you. I guess one of my biggest is I always think people are lying. And it's because like 97.9% of the time they do be lying. But sometimes there's no reason for me to just boom, oh, they lying. Like there's no reason for me to I mean, this is what I do though. Like,
I drive that Honda right there. I'm lying. I'm not gonna drive that Honda. What kind of shit is that?
Sometimes.
What kind of shit is that?
Sometimes I can, like, okay. I have this thing about me, and my friends can vouch, where if I feel a certain type of way after meeting a person, like something is wrong with them, something gonna happen, something is bad. And I hate it. I hate being able to soak that type of energy in, because you know my friends will still be friends or dating that person or whatever, and this whole time I'm like, man, fuck them, they ain't shit, something gonna happen, I'm telling you now. And damn, it happens.
You're a pessimist.
Is that what I am? Damn. Because I be thinking people be lying.
What's that?
Okay, answer me this and be honest. How is it a pessimist if it's like almost always true?
It's always true because you speak of it. You put it out there in the atmosphere.
In somebody else's atmosphere. So when you when we're talking about the atmosphere and all that, though, it's like...
You put it out there.
I'm putting it... No.
They give you what could be the truth.
I can't put any type of anything like that on other people. Like, I can't speak out on other people and the shit work. I don't think that's how the universe works. All of that is for yourself. So if I say I'm putting this energy into Darius because I want him to get a degree or get a new car, Tesla, so that he can ride
and get put that shit out there. Put that shit out there.
Me saying that, my point is, me saying that is not going to get you that. It's only going to happen if you put it out there for yourself. That's how I've always viewed.
In the atmosphere, some kind of way subconsciously finds me and puts that in me is to say, oh, now some people always, you know how people always be like, something told me to do, 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 do. Uh-huh. And be like, somebody had put that in the atmosphere, and you somehow caught it. And that's when you say, "When something told me, you didn't tell yourself because you didn't know what to tell yourself."
But I don't even be feeling like it's something.
Something told me I should have grabbed my keys off that bed or whatever. You don't know what that something is. Somebody threw that out there, and it was getting to you. You just wasn't listening.
I don't think that's true.
Damn, that shit was knowledge right there.
I don't think
that shit was just knowledge.
I don't think I'm a pessimist. I just think that
You just said everything as soon as you meet the nigga. That nigga lying.
I mean, because sometimes that nigga don't work at McDonald's. Really? It's all. It's like.
Nigga have on a whole McDonald's manager uniform.
Shut up. I ain't gonna say nothing if it's proof there. Shut up. But I mean, hey, it is what it is. That's one of my toxic traits. And I own that shit. I own that shit. Like, if I would have, when I first met you, if I would have, like, talked to you and I would have felt something like that, you would have never, ever heard. We would not be sitting here. You would have never heard from me again.
That nigga said.
I would, I cut people off just at the thought, like, if I just feel like, oh, this nigga is.
But what if you be wrong?
Huh?
What if you're wrong?
Sometimes I am. It's a good 5% of the time. Most of the time, I be right. I'm telling you. So maybe that's my other Tasha trait. I always think I'm right.
Hell yeah.
I do not.
That's all y'all.
Oh, we gonna do this generalization shit again?
I'll be wrong as shit. And no. Like, oh well.
I don't always.
My mom used to tell me. She said she was never wrong. She was either misinformed or misguided.
I mean, that's true.
No, you were wrong.
Look, if I'm wrong though, if somebody call me on my shit, I own up to it. Ain't nothing. I'm fucking wrong. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Yeah,
these
right,
niggas
right,
be
right. Whack. You're right, you're right. But so, you're still ugly. You gotta get the last little word in there.
But I didn't.
That's so, crazy, yeah. Man.
I'm talking, that's, I mean, so I ain't even going to be here and lie. So you over here talking about you perfect. This is the conversation we having?
I didn't say I was perfect.
I mean, you ain't really getting no toxic.
Over to my nerves. I could be controlling sometimes. Not, but well, all right. So it's not like controlling, as in like controlling the person. I had to control situations. So like, I like to drive everywhere because I feel like I want to be in control of if I get into an accident or not. I can control my environment. Mm-hmm. I like to be in control. Like I like to know when stuff is due. I need to know is on the other, you know, because.
So you like a project manager.
Yeah, I got to be able to manage, micromanage everything that's going on.
That definitely can be toxic if you
micromanage. I mean, not micro, but I would be like if we drive, like we ride in a car and you driving, mm-hmm. and we got into an accident, and it was like in my car, right?
You putting that out in the atmosphere?
Yo, I would be so pissed off at you. I'd rather be the one driving. So that if I got an accident, I'd be pissed off at myself.
Okay.
I'd be so mad if somebody driving my car and I'm in it, and we get hit. I'm angry to the.
You
max.
Gonna be mad at them, the person I was driving?
Yes.
For what?
Shit, for not driving right.
That's toxic.
I need to know. I need to be in control of everything that's regarding my life. I need to control all that.
All of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't know if I have any more. I guess that's a big, big one. I'm clearly a pessimist at this point.
I'm gonna look up negative traits of Aries.
Oh, you about to look? You gonna look it up? Go ahead, look it up.
I'm gonna do it because.
And what's your sign?
It's gonna say, it's gonna give a toxic trait. You're gonna be like, yeah, you're right. There's gonna be some more.
If I was that toxic, if I was that much of a pessimist, you wouldn't be fooling with me this long.
I'm just saying.
You wouldn't. You'd be like, this bitch crazy.
It says.
What'd it say? What'd you say? Toxic traits of an Aries. Here we go.
The most five toxic things about your zodiac sign. I'm gonna find the Aries. Oh, look at that. That was the first one that popped up.
Yes, because it's first.
Arrogant, sign. Bossy, demanding, and impulsive. And you might even be a bit of a bully.
Over.
I swear.
What is that?
You might be a bit arrogant.
Okay, stop.
Bossy.
Stop there. Arrogant. Am I arrogant?
No.
You brought this shit up. We about to find this out. I'm arrogant. Just say yes or no. I mean, it is what it is. I can take it.
I'm not the one to make this decision.
Clearly, you are right are. Now because you're I, the only one in the room, and you know me for years.
I don't think you're arrogant.
Okay, next.
But that's. I mean, someone else might think you were arrogant. That's not. No, that's we're talking about you. Me.
We're talking about you. We're not talking about anybody else.
Bossy, demanding.
Okay, and stop all... being bossy. Am I bossy?
You might can be bossy. You know.
Okay, bossy. What's the next one?
Demanding. Yeah, you probably do demand some shit. And it, impulsive. I know you're impulsive.
Why would you? Why do you know? You're so fucking matter of fact right now. Why?
Cause you, this microphone. You know, you went and got that shit the same day you seen it.
You right.
Impulsive. I could have sold. Right. I wish I could have sold this shit to you. I'd have made a profit. Yeah. And you might even be a bit of a bully. I can see that.
You can see me being a bully? How?
I can see you.
What type of a bully? A bully?
I can see you might.
Like in my grown woman days? Or my...
You pushing niggas on the floor and shit. Kicking them.
I wouldn't do that unless.
You used to trip people like in Kylie. School?
No. No.
Why? You just put the leg out there?
No, I didn't.
I do that shit all the time.
So you a bully?
No. My shit, say it. What's
yours say? What's your sign?
Leo. Let's see.
Let me read it.
Proud, but this is another.
No, these are positive traits.
Oh,
you was just going to read the positive shit?
You don't see nothing negative on it, do you?
I don't see how this website works.
Don't do that now. We ain't got no negative traits.
Okay, Leo, so I'm about to. You a lie. We all know Leos are proud, but this is another positive trait that when taken to the extreme can be more of a negative. Oh, there you go. Anything you can do, Leo can do better.
What's wrong with that?
Their ego is their worst enemy. And their stubborn personalities can also push their loved ones away. Leos love being the center of attention, but their dramatic tantrums can lead them isolation.
What does that mean?
A
dramatic tantrum? I guess that's that high and low. I don't know.
I never really taken you for having like a huge ego.
No.
I mean, like you sure about your shit, but you ain't never like boasting. Or the center of attention either. Do I not know you? Like, what? I put out a whole lot of shit.
Right. Well, see, yours was right about you.
Whatever, Darius. Clearly. Now, y'all, I'm a really nice, sweet girl. And don't let anybody else tell you anything different.
You played football.
I did play football. But
that ain't that thing.
And I was the most feminine, soft, girl on the whole entire team. I would dress up. I would put my heels on, going into the locker room with my little tracks I had in at the time.
That shit used to come on TV. And niggas used to watch the hell out that shit.
I love playing football. But I wasn't being a bully or maybe once, but...
See what I'm saying? That's it.
Aside from that, I mean, I was aggressive. I had to be playing football, and they all took me as a joke anyway because I was girly.
Yeah.
So I had to go out there and be aggressive. Yeah. Knocking bitches out. Night-night.
There was a girl that played for high school that I played against. Everybody had like a bounty on her. I was like, yo, that's so messed up.
What?
That's all I could. None of my daughter of mine can't play no football.
Why, Darius?
Fuck that.
Why?
Because I know the mentality. They're going to try to knock her head off.
Okay, but to kill your mama let you play football.
Yeah,
go ahead and say it.
But you know how long it took her to learn to play football?
Okay, but she did.
But I'm. But that's a.
What?
You can't go out there with a whole bunch of boys.
It's a double standard. Well, I didn't play with the boys. I didn't play football with the boys.
Hold on, I'm saying the girl was on the team with the boys. Oh. That's what I'm saying. She can't play football in high school because you got to play with the boys. Now, what you were playing was all girls league. That's different. That's girls hitting girls. You can do that. She might.
But what position did she play?
She was like a linebacker or something. I don't know what they had her at. It was the shit. I don't even know why she was even on the team. That's stupid.
She was getting laid out.
As a dad, you know, you better not let your daughter play no damn football. Not with no grown men. But they do got that one girl that's a kicker. Now you can kick it.
There's a bunch of, not a bunch, but I've seen a few over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would have played. My mom probably wouldn't have let me down, for real.
You got your head knocked off.
What makes you think that? Why wouldn't I be just as in shape? Because they over there on them roids.
Yo, I would have ran. Yo, man.
See? You talking about what you would do.
That was everyone's mentality in the locker room anyway.
So if you knew it was a girl.
You had to. You ain't gonna let that girl just run you over. If you a girl, you a running back. I see, and I'm in the hole and it's like me and you. I'm gonna let you just run me over? Oh shit, hey, nigga, I let you run me over. Now I just made you a college career. They gonna think, oh, that girl, she the truth. Oh, cause I let you run me over because you a girl.
She not.
I'm fucking embarrassed, man. Man. Don't nobody want to offer me a scholarship no more.
Cause you got ran over by a girl. That's the whole thing.
I got to hit you. I got to get up.
I mean, she wanna go feel sorry the fuck out.
Oh yeah, you signed up for that shit.
I mean, it is. It's just like when they were talking about. I remember some time ago, like women in the military and you know, they wouldn't put them on the front line sometimes or shit like that, whatever.
Man, we want equality.
Yep.
Yeah, equality get your ass killed.
Yes. Now, what I do not, I ain't about to even go into nothing about equality right now.
Go ahead.
I can't with that right now.
That's what exactly going to happen. Man. Now you want to be on the front line. Go ahead.
I don't even want to.
You goofy?
Because I'm just trying to figure out how people can tell these women about not being able to have an abortion after 6 weeks. That's been bothering me. I can't grasp the concept.
Wait, what, how does it go again?
So, Georgia just passed a law that says once you're 6 weeks pregnant, you cannot get an abortion after that. You know, most people are just finding out that they're pregnant at 6 weeks.
Right. And now, what was the limit before? Like 3 months?
It was probably like 3 months, yeah. I think that might have been the average.
So, they went from saying you get 3 months to you get like a month and a week.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even know you're pregnant until you miss that first cycle.
You don't even know. I mean, it's that literally might be 4 weeks. Months. Yeah, it's literally like 2 months on average, I'm guessing, that you know. You don't feel any different. You know, you're not sick right then and there. It's just 6 weeks. You have no idea what's going on.
There's a reason why they did that, though.
It's got to be money related. Plan B pill, you could still get that.
$50.
That's a huge pharmaceutical industry thing.
Shit, Plan you B. Know, I'd be charging more than that.
Man, they probably will 100? Be now. Think about
it. You need this pill. You got to have it now. Because yep. Now it's not, I'm taking that shit because I know I messed up. you know, you take your time. But now is I got, oh, we got to take this because I might, I don't know, and I ain't finna risk it. Pop this in your mouth because I ain't got 6 weeks and right. We ain't going to know nothing. So go ahead, take it now.
And
so, like, everybody really buying them shits up.
But don't you think that it could be dangerous? Like, don't you think that, you know, even with these Plan B pills, like, they can be buying these pills, saving them up, and, you know, taking three at a time or something like that to try to kill this baby? I think it's just a bad idea all around.
Man, they know what they're doing, man.
It's a bad idea. It's not a good idea at all.
They know what they're doing.
They know it. Hell yeah, they know what they was doing. So, yeah, that's been bothering the hell out of me these last couple of weeks. I think it's been going
on. So they're going to be basically forcing y'all to have a baby. But then they're trying to take away government assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Gradually.
And all these kids in the system, that's just wasting away in the system because don't nobody want no little black babies.
Mm-hmm. Except for the 4-day-1 from South Africa.
Exactly.
Ethiopia and shit. You get them for a tax write-off.
Yeah, well, that's what's been pissing me off. But aside from that, I don't really think nothing else really been going on. We got a couple weeks.
Oh, man. Trying to see.
That was way off topic. You do know that. I went backwards with that. I thought we were still talking about current events, and we're not. So anyway, my next question for the day is: if you're in a relationship, do you follow your significant other on social media? And if so, do you limit it to certain platforms, or, you know, she have this and you have this, or is it just like a hell nah, we not following each other on social media?
I never really understood the debate.
Your face looked like logic, like you were to drop some shit.
Like, I never understood the debate.
I don't get it either.
You follow the motherfucker, you don't.
Right. So I guess.
Like, I don't mind. Like, yeah, I'm going to follow you because you follow me too, motherfucker. Come and follow us up.
I mean, I guess is. Here's why I didn't understand the question, because every time you meet somebody now, the first thing out of their mouth is, what's your IG?
Right.
So that's why I didn't understand. But people were really like going back and forth.
Well, it's really on some shit where it's like, we will follow each other. And then we'll get up. We'll be following each other, and then eventually, one of us is in each other's DM or whatever, and we meet up. Then we start going together. Maybe 2 months after we didn't meet each other from following each other, and now it's now we go together. Don't follow me no more.
It don't make sense.
That shit don't make sense. Like, fuck it. So, we do.
That
shit mean is you trying to do some shit that you don't want me to see.
Some of the answers, it was like, no, she don't follow me on Twitter. I don't follow her on Instagram.
But why not? I don't understand.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
Now, what I don't do is I don't go crazy with, like, likes and shit. Like, I'm not going to be all over your page. I might like something here and there, because I'm not gonna be like, I feel a bit, it's corny when you see you'll see somebody that goes with, you'll see a woman go with a guy. They've been going together. They've only known each other for like a month.
Mm-hmm.
She done went back and liked every picture from his Instagram he created 4 years ago. You just scroll like, damn, how the fuck she like all these pictures? Really, she just want to be seen. Looking. She want to be seen everywhere.
That's true. Yeah, I get that. But, this was like a real debate. Like, I didn't really, my answer was, who gives a fuck? Like, I don't care. Like, none of that is. Like,
if you follow me,
you
want to follow me on Twitter? If you don't, that's cool.
Exactly. Now,
the thing about Instagram is I could follow you and you ain't got to follow me.
Right.
So if I want to follow you, I can follow you. Now, if you don't want to follow me, don't follow me. But that's, you know, unless you're going to block me, I can always follow you.
Now, the thing, the very last thing I always give people is my Facebook. Because it's more, I mean, just because it's, you know, more personal, I guess you could say. Yeah. I'm not on there much either, but that's like the very last thing. Because I feel like on Facebook, it's like all everything is there. Like, you know, they know who your family is. They know this. They know that. And yeah, they could, you know, with Instagram. But, typically you're not really tagging all your family members and shit on Instagram, are you? Like, I don't know. But my whole thing was, who, like, why does any of this matter? I didn't understand why it mattered.
Again, we in America find the dumbest shit to make an argument about.
I mean, and that shit went on for like 2 days.
We retarded.
Legit went on for like 2 days. So, I don't know. I guess.
What I do know is if the woman want to follow, he block her ass, or y'all fighting.
If what happened?
Like, if he feel like he don't want to be followed, but she want to follow him, so he blocks her from his page.
Then they don't need to. Then it's a fucking problem all the way around.
But what if, okay, so what if you got a couple who... The woman says she doesn't believe in following her man or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the guy says, oh, well, I still want to follow you. But since you don't want to follow me, I'm going to block you. You can't get mad because you already don't want to follow him anyway.
Okay, first of all.
So I can just block you because you I'm help you make sure you're not following me.
First of all, I think people really overdo it with the block feature. On all levels, on all apps. I don't block nobody. I know people that, I mean, will literally just block, you know, they'll be talking to somebody and, you know, instead of saying, I'm not going to pick up the phone when they call or I'm not going to answer a text, they block them. But you know that they're, I mean, I don't know. I just, sometimes I think it's just the easy way out of certain things, and I don't even know what I meant by that, but I meant it. Like, for real, I just think people overdo the block feature. Like, unless somebody is like really harassing,
they want to feel as if someone cares about what they got going on. I'm gonna block you. Just do it. Like, I'm gonna fuck.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm a little old school, but I'm used to if somebody is...
Could y'all block people on Black Planet? They have a block button the other day.
I think they might have had a block button or a ban button or something. I see you being funny, but it's cool. I think there was like a block button or something, but...
Yeah, MySpace even had a block button.
Yeah. And you know, for, you know, circumstances when you feel like you're being harassed or, you know, shit like that. Like, I get it. But I'm just from a time when I just look at the fucking phone and know it's you calling. I ain't even going to hit ignore. I'm going to let that shit ring 4, 5, 6 times and let you go to voicemail.
True.
I like, and it's not an easy thing to do. You know what I'm saying? Especially if it, you know. For, depending on what the circumstance was, it's not an easy thing to do. Even if it's somebody that you just hate and you've always hated and you'd really like to just pick up the phone and cuss them out, but that's what they want. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I guess, you know, the block could be a good thing for, you know, some people. I guess just for me, I've used it once. I used it once. But aside from that, I don't really block anybody. And I haven't changed my number in, what year is this?
Shit, my number changed every other year.
I haven't changed my number in like 8 years. Since, yeah, 2011. It's been 8 years since I changed my number.
Yeah.
I be thinking about it too, like.
Niggas don't be changing their numbers no more these days.
I mean, because it's like, for what?
That's crazy.
And I've contemplated it because, you know, I moved here. You know, I'm like, all right, I give me a Georgia area code, no biggie. And I've tried to do this like 7 times and I just can't hit that end last button, like change number. And I don't know why. It's just, and it doesn't really have to do with, you know, my, that number being on certain stuff. And it has nothing to do with that. It's just,
I want to change my number.
I mean, you just said you change every other year.
Hey, I like, let's just have different numbers. You know, it makes you feel new. Makes you feel like a new person.
It makes you feel new. What? Tell me how you
it's
feel.
Almost like so a, it's almost like getting a new social security number. Oh, I'm starting over. Yes.
And then the same motherfucker so, tell your number.
And then it'd be first, it'd be, you might get one call that's from the wrong number. It's for the wrong number. Might be somebody auntie. And then you might get that shit like once a week. Then it goes a few times a week with a missed text message. Then now all the numbers that you done put on the internet or everything that you done filled out online, niggas done sold your number around. 2 years. Yo, my phone be ringing all day long from some fucking random numbers. I'll never answer that shit.
My work phone?
You got to renew yourself again. I think every 2 years you got to renew your number.
My work phone, I get texts at least 3 or 4 times a week. Asking if I still have the TV for sale that's on Craigslist.
Yo, someone had did that to me. I suppose I sent a Corolla.
But here's the thing. I go to the Craigslist ad, and my number ain't even there. It's like the numbers are transposed.
What the hell?
And I get it all the time. Like, this has been going, how long have I had that phone? 2 years? Over 2 years?
But I had that same thing, because a few times, I got a text that said somebody was selling it was a Dodge Neon or something. I like, the fuck y'all talking, texting me about a Dodge Neon?
And then they be calling for Andrea, trying to sell Andrea stuff. I don't know who that is. I mean, my car warranty is a, I've won a free cruise. I mean, they just keep calling. It just be so random.
You gotta renew yourself.
But that's my work phone. I just got that phone 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't even know how we got.
We having the ones folks be talking about. You didn't. That's a boy. They was scamming. Now this one actually was working. They was scamming the fuck out of people.
Who?
The one that used to send that email. That by it would say something like. Because I used to get them too. And I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? It's like Ace Cash Express or Ace Cash Advance or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is
Popcorn is addicting.
That's the kettle shit? Oh,
you don't like kettle corn?
No, that's the best one.
Oh.
But nah, they would have a, damn, what the fuck was I talking about?
Damn. They was calling you about the scam.
Oh, so they were sending emails out. Basically saying, yo, you owe us something, something like that. You took out a cash advance and you owe us some money, you haven't paid it back, blah, 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 blah. We about to take you to court. Somebody gonna be knocking on your door in about 7 days, da, 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 da.
Oh, yeah.
All caps and shit. It looks real scary. And it says, you owe us $25,000 or some shit like that. It have at the bottom of it, but if you pay, you know, $7,000-something, then you good, and they'll keep sending them, and then they'll keep changing it up and say, all right, we filing today, but what they were doing was like old people, they would target them because they once they see that they're like, oh shoot, let me call them and pay them. I don't know what it is, but I'm gonna just pay them if they was doing it, but then some people was getting complaints and. Shit, I was like, how was they even able to? So they got a bunch of money before they got caught.
My sister got scammed.
Yeah.
But I was trying to tell her, I'm like, bruh, there's no really time right. Like, I can't remember what it was. It was like, I don't think it was for a long, what was it for? Either way it go, you had to send them some money first.
Nope.
And then they sent, and it was, festival. I think it was like, through, was it through PayPal or something? I forgot.
At the Fire Festival shit?
No, I wasn't that. This was like, this was probably about 6-7 years ago. But it was so weird. It was just like, what? I was like, bro, this does not sound right. Like, I don't know. I don't, And she did it anyway. And they got her ass for a whole lot of money. So I didn't really, yeah. But do you remember the scams? The what's that, money card? What was it? Damn, I can't think of it. It's like this green money card.
That the green dot.
Green dot.
Yeah.
And so if you click any link in the email, it locks your computer up.
Mm-hmm.
And it says you can't get in until you go get the money card and give us the information on it. Damn. And it happened
was like that.
Oh, it happened to me. But back then I was working tech support. I knew a whole bunch of programmers and everything.
So it just lock your computer like
that. It locks your whole shit up. You cannot do anything. It give you some instructions, and then there's a text box there for you to type in the information that they want.
That's scary.
Yeah, I mean, like, it locked.
That's almost like, that's like controlling your, like,
yeah,
nigga, you can't do nothing until you give me what
you,
I want.
You could not. I restarted it. I don't know how many times I kept restarting it. Like, it go right back to that screen.
And then all of a sudden, since you give them what they want, she go right back to running.
I don't know.
What the hell? Because
I had somebody come on the back end and fix it. But yeah.
Oh. No.
But for people who don't know, you know what I'm saying? And then you might, you know. Ain't no telling what you got on that damn computer and all that. They got all your information. You know, people was just giving them that money.
Hey, that's crazy. And then they had the, what was the money loan? The blessing loan?
What's that one?
They used to have this shit where, like, it would be, like, tiers of people. Almost like a pyramid scheme, basically, if you want to look at it.
Okay.
And then everybody on the bottom of the pyramid is basically putting their money in this bloom, and then, you know, it goes up, 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 up. Everybody gives a certain amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
It gets to the pot. Who's ever at the top of the pyramid, mm-hmm. whenever they start inviting more people to sign up, they invite those more people, boom, it moves them up. Now they get the money, and then it's the next person up, and that person, they got to keep inviting people around. It was like, nigga. But what would end up happening is at a certain point, the money get to a certain point, and then it should have just stopped, and people be out of all their money they put in.
Damn.
So it's like at the bottom level, you might have to put in a dollar. Second level, you got to put in $5.
Right.
Third level, you got to put in $20. And then when you get to the top level, folks putting in $100. And then you get your 100. Then, all right, game over.
That's messed up, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, these internet scams, crazy still. These phone scams, like, they really be getting. No, but have you seen the people who are renting these houses on, like, Zillow or whatever website is, and they send them the they never meet the people. That's what messes me up. They never even meet the people that's renting the house, but they do a quote-unquote background check. The people come back and say, okay, you're qualified. You can go in and look at it. So they go in and look at it, and they decide, oh, okay, they want it. And they literally start paying rent to the people. Like, they get the key out of, you know, the little lockbox.
Mm-hmm.
They start paying rent to the people, and, like, 3 months later, it's, like, sheriffs and shit there telling them that they evicted. Like,
I've seen that shit.
That shit is crazy. My question would have been,
yeah, after they were doing that, there was an epidemic of that here going on here at one point.
Yeah, that's all I saw it on the
news. They were selling houses to somebody, and they didn't even really live there.
Mm-hmm.
You're just paying rent to me.
And people just, like, you're gonna go and rent a house from some people you ain't never met.
I saw something on Facebook. A lady was mad too. It was her, her mom, and her daughter. And they needed someone to go like that day. And a guy was like on Facebook, like, oh, I have a place you can stay. Mm-hmm. And said, he was like, yo, just give me $400. She said, how much is the rent? He said, how much can you afford? And she said, well, I got like $400 on me right now. And he said, okay, your rent will be $400. Go ahead and send it. And she cash-apped it to him. And then, like, she never heard from him again. So she gave up all the money that she had and couldn't, and they were sleeping outside.
I got this popcorn in my teeth, and it is just not even okay.
And then Buddy says, well, it was her fault, because he didn't force her to send that shit. She sent it, and she shouldn't have did it. She ain't know him. Every app says, do not send to folks you don't know.
He said all that, or you?
Yeah, no, I didn't. No, Buddy said that shit. I was like, I mean, that's true too. But I mean, you know better.
But when I first moved here, and I was looking for a place, and I think it was on Zillow or some shit too, Hotpad something. There was a guy, and he wanted me to. I mean, I was gonna go look at his condo. I can't remember exactly where it was. It was in Midtown somewhere. And he was like, well, meet me at, what was it, the Ice Bar or something? I don't know what it was. But I met him over there. And he was like, here's the key. Like, it was like playoffs, football playoffs or something going on. Mm-hmm. He's like, here's the key. You know, go and take a look. He's like, but I need you to leave me a deposit.
Right.
And I'm like, why would I do that? Why you can't just go with me? Like, I just don't know why people don't think like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I could have left. And then toward the end, he lightweight started begging. Oh, you ain't even got like $25? No, nigga, you give me this key and I be trying to get in these folks' house.
There was another scam that was going on about, and I would see it. You would put like something, you know, people like use OfferUp to sell stuff. Mm-hmm. The app is OfferUp or whatever. And actually, it happened to my father, man. He was trying to sell like a stereo system. Mm. And the guy would say, oh, yes, I'm interested. I want to buy, blah, 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 blah. How much is it? You give him the price. I said, all right. I can Western Union you the money, but it's not going to be from me. It's going to be from some. Like, it was some goofy kind of way to make him
give his information.
Yeah, and it was like, yo, I was like, man, these people are smart, dude. I mean, they stupid, but they smart.
Oh, because this shit definitely working.
It worked. This is crazy.
But, yeah, so, anything else cooking? I got in a car accident.
Huh? Where?
In New York.
Oh, I thought you meant here.
No, I was in New York.
You know, I'm supposed to drive in New York.
Where we were going, yeah, we needed a car. So, coming out of the airport onto Beltline or Center or whatever the hell it is. And merged over. I mean, like, it was a big old gap. Merged over. Going smooth. And this dude just came smack me. Bam. In a big-ass Dodge Ram.
Damn.
And I was in a damn Elantra.
Damn.
Folded.
When?
Monday when I had to go to New York.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes. So then, we in the car shakes. I have my coworker with me. I'm shaking. I'm like, oh, fuck. This dude gets out this fucking truck. Walked up to the side of my car. Or the rental car. Stared at me. And said, you were on your phone. You know I lost my fucking mind. You know I
did. Yo, you.
I said, what? He was like, you were on your phone. We all saw it. I said, I was not on my phone.
Who all saw what? How we all
exactly. Saw it? I'm like, I was not on my phone. I was like,
And I don't give a fuck anyway. You hit me. Like, you hit me. I said, get the fuck away from this car. Get the fuck away from this car.
This white guy.
Hell yeah. I don't give a, no, get the fuck away from this car. Go back and do whatever it is you need to do. But that's not what we're doing. The police are on their way. Then he went back to his truck. He came back. He was like, yeah, well, it's, you know, we in New York and it's a no fault state. So it doesn't matter. It's my fault anyway. I hit you. I said, that's the fuck I said in the first place. Then even after all that carried on, I'm not even going to go into this whole story about Avis, because Avis car rental?
I fucked with Avis.
I don't anymore.
I fuck with Avis.
I do not. First of all, you get there and the damn preferred sign ain't working. So you got to.
Who cares?
So you got to stand in line with all these people. I'm at JFK. I'm at JFK. Okay? So you got to stand in line. So then I waited like forever before I could even get up there and tell them, like, I'm like, hey, I've been in an accident. The lady cut me off. Got the manager, told the manager she ain't know how to do it. They going back and forth legit because the manager is like, you can do it. You could tell it was like, you just don't really want to do it, but you can do it. I said, y'all do understand that I've been standing here for 45 fucking minutes trying to get a car. I have been in a car accident. I said, y'all not even thinking, damn, maybe she tired of. Maybe she need to go to the hospital. Like, y'all ain't thinking none of that shit. Right. Y'all sitting up here trying to pass fucking work off between one another. I said, fuck y'all. I'm just get an Uber because I cannot do this today. It was a crazy ass start to my week.
So that shit was total?
We could not even get our shit out the trunk. Like, we ended up, it was drivable though. We ended up driving it back to the airport because we were that close. Like, it would have taken hours for a tow truck to actually come. So we drove it back. And the only reason why it opened when we drove it back, I think it's because we was hitting potholes and shit. I think it loosened it up. We tried to open it, and it wouldn't work. Then we popped it when we was at the thing. And it still took two of us.
That's crazy.
Like,
I think you walked up and said, you on your phone.
I mean, no. First, he did the stare down. You know that meme with P. Diddy and damn, what's his name? The damn football player for the Giants. Well, he with the Browns.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
That's how that shit was. Like, we stared. Like, that's how he was looking. I'm like, and he was like, yeah, you were on your phone. Bitch, if you don't get from the side of this car.
You see your phone? Like, where was the phone at?
Funny thing is, and here's my thing. I was just talking about this shit because you know that whole law in Georgia. You know, people still text and drive, whatever. I don't really fucking care. I don't because I just don't need to be pulled over by the police. Okay? For no reason. I just don't need it. Mm-hmm. So I don't. So I literally stopped doing the whole texting and driving thing.
True.
So I had the phone. As a matter of fact, I had the phone. I had my Bluetooth thingy in my ear because I got like wireless headset or whatever, because I knew my coworker was going to be talking. And instead of her trying to talk over the Bluetooth in the car, you know, I had to put it in my ear. So I'm listening to the damn instructions in my ear. I'm not even looking at the phone. So I know, I'm like, I did not have my, I don't give a fuck if I did have a phone. I don't give a fuck if I had 12 phones.
That nigga still hit you.
He hit me. Hard, Darius. Like, I could not. I saw him coming. You know how you look up, and I just have a thing about doing that. I always look in the mirror, and he was like,
"Yeah, I do too."
I mean, it was like some shit off of a movie, and he had a minute scratch on that truck. you couldn't even see.
Wait,
the
you said
scratch.
It was a Kia?
No, it was a I just said it. Ram, Dodge Ram.
No, what you were driving.
It might as well have been a fucking Kia, a Hyundai Elantra.
Oh yeah, them shit ain't worth a damn.
I think they is the Hyundai the equivalent of the Kia? I think it is.
This shit ain't worth a damn.
Bro,
I did made of plastic.
I think I'm pretty sure that that's what it was. I think Hyundai and Kia are made by the same manufacturer. But yeah, it folded.
Damn.
All the way up. And then he had a nerve to say,
"You should hop out. You could got you some chiropractor."
I'm all right. But then he had a nerve to say, "Man, yeah, I just got this truck. It has 47 miles on it."
Do start jumping shit yesterday.
I'm looking at this dude like, who are you talking to? Because nobody is even here to talk to you. Like, I was so angry.
That nigga got that truck yesterday, can't drive it.
And left us out there because he was like, "Well, we exchanged information." He was like, "It's gonna be hours before the police get here. I'm not gonna sit here and wait. You have my information, I have yours." I'm like, "All right." It was wild. It was so stupid.
Hell no.
But all right, I guess that's gonna be the end for the night. We did good. We got shorter. We got like a few seconds left. So, anything you want to say?
Man, I'm high as shit. I've been trying to like.
You've been over here high as hell. Yes, you are very, very high. You fried. You need to lay down for a minute.
Yeah, I'm good.
I mean,
thug ass nigga.
All right, y'all. Till next time.
Peace.